It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
We need to head to Chicago, DZ, because...
Say less. I don't even need to hear anything else. Bet, let's go.
Well, Jamie Foxx spotted for the first time since this whole medical complication where he was in the hospital.
Yeah, buddy.
And he was in Chicago on a boat on the river.
He's just hanging out.
Just hanging out. There's Jamie Foxx floating down the river.
Oh, are you good? So you good, fam? Hey, Jamie.
I would have died.
You all right? Is this confirmation, sir?
Well, I guess he's alive and he's okay.
A lot of leisurely activity, I'm assuming, but that is great to hear and fantastic to see you.
Yeah, he was smiling. He threw up the peace sign to people that were waving at him.
You know that's universal for I'm good.
We still don't know why he was in the hospital. And the only reason we even know he was at the hospital is because his daughter shared it when it happened at the time that he was in the hospital. There's been speculation it was a stroke. All we know is medical complication.
Are you going to doubt Mike Tyson saying something?
Yes. Right. Absolutely.
All right, you tell him.
No. And I'd say he won't hit a woman, but unfortunately we know Mike Tyson will hit a woman because he's got a history of domestic violence.
Ooh, that whole nother story, boy.
Don't get me off on a side lane here as I am.
Sidebar. I'm not telling Mike Tyson he's wrong.
I'm just happy Jamie Foxx is okay and spotted in public.
So. Main bar.
If you see him on the Chicago River, yes, you did.
Yep.
Don't ever turn that song down when my son Hudson's in the car, because I did that yesterday to talk to my children, and he went, "You turn that song back up."
Whoa.
I go, "You didn't hear Miguel enough today? You need it again? Okay."
Super fan, I see. Excuse me, sir. Cut it back up.
Who would have thought he loves this song came out before he was alive?
Well, we play it for you, kid.
That's right, Hudson. There you go. He said, "Turn that back up, Mom."
So what's wrong with you?
He got so mad.
Cutting down Miguel.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Big stuff happening today. 7:45. It's your chance to win tickets to the VIP area at Ludacris at the State Fair with yours truly.
Weba.
And the other yours truly in the room.
Weba.
We have our own VIP area and we're taking you with us. So
that's what's up.
Your chance.
August 11th, a nice little Friday night.
1 month from tomorrow.
Oh my God. We're already, you know what? I'm going to stop acknowledging what day or what time of anything is, because next thing you know, there's going to be white flurries. And I'm like, no.
Listen, the back to school stuff's up.
Stop it.
It's up at Target. And Hudson said, they're taking down the back to school stuff. And Owen goes, no, they're not. They're putting it up.
The dread when you go, what? It's only just,
Hudson thought they're taking it down. I'm like, my friend.
No, son. No.
It's going up. School starts in a month and a half, my friend. Get ready.
Did y'all start back to school shopping this weekend? What'd y'all do?
Hell no.
Okay, dog.
No, but we had a great weekend. Not only did I see you, I did something special with my children. So we'll talk about what we did this weekend next.
Weekend was action-packed. I ain't gonna lie.
I was go all weekend.
All weekend.
I mean, I don't even know what to pick to tell you.
I even napped fast. Everything I did just felt like it was fast. Go, we're going.
It's funny. I did nap. I took a quick 40-minute nap, too.
What's that about?
That is weird. Well, not weird, I guess, when you're living your best life in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
We'll talk about what you did this weekend coming up next. Don't forget those ludicrous ticks. 7:45. How have you never heard of Oregon Piper Pizza, my friend?
I'm sorry. I feel like I've just disrespected a lot of people.
A lot of people have childhood memories at Oregon Piper Pizza on Highway 100 here, right in, Tails Corners, Greenfield, but boy, I was just telling DZ off the air all about it.
Never heard of it, ever, ever. For real, and we've been here for almost 10 years now at this point.
And you've worked at the radio station for a long time, so it's right down the street.
Still never heard of it, never done anything over there, never even seen it. You just showed me a video of a very creepy Raggedy Ann doll. Now my wife is going to want to go.
You have to take Sammy. It's a child's place. I mean, Oregon Piper Pizza is made for children.
That is not for kids.
That is for kids. 103.7 Kiss FM, by the way.
That's right.
Allie and DZ, and I've got to tell you. I don't know what you guys did this weekend, but clearly the highlight of my weekend was something DZ knew nothing about, which was Oregon Piper Pizza.
It's for real. What? Like, so you go there for the pizza and let the Oregon Piper pipe?
No,
what's going on?
You don't go for the pizza. You go for the experience, DZ, but you get pizza while you're there.
What's the experience? What did you experience this weekend?
The experience is you have to go to, if you know, you know, man. It's,
oh, no. It's, I gotta know.
It's nostalgic. It's got big lights everywhere. It's got a guy playing the organ, and you can request songs and kids dancing everywhere. And if your kids are being naughty and running around, it's okay. So's everybody else's. It's great.
Oh, well, okay. Now you're selling it to me.
You gotta go once in your life.
All right.
Now that you have a kid, you really gotta go.
I only got one stipulation.
What?
You come with us.
Okay. I'm coming. I'm coming.
That's my only stipulation.
So, anyway, that's one of the things I did this weekend was I went to a birthday party at Oregon Piper Pizza.
That's what's up. And okay, birthday party there, too.
I also met you at Summerfest on Friday night.
A little combo event. We saw Grupo Nietzsche.
It was so good. I don't really remember how we departed ways, but I do remember seeing you a lot of the night.
We departed safely. That's all that matters.
Everybody got home.
We checked in and said, we good? You good? I'm good. All right, good.
It was a fun night,
It was so much fun. Seeing them live, straight bucket list, man. I chills talking about it all over again.
That was the Latin stage on Friday. I didn't realize that until I got up there early, and I was like, oh, it's the Latin stage.
Oh, this must be where we at later.
Okay.
And that's exactly where we was at later.
And people are like, do you want to go see The Pretty Reckless with Taylor Momsen from Gossip Girl? I go, no. I want to go back to the Latin stage.
We going back to Briggs & Strand for Grupo Nietzsche. What's wrong with y'all? No disrespect or nothing.
That stage is way more fun right now.
Y'all are not nearly dancing enough, man.
No, that
was what, Friday night?
Yep, I saw
that was
you.
Good. And then
what else did you do this weekend that was cool? Tell me something cool.
Saturday, I emceed a cookie eating contest.
Tell me about that.
So it's a BB Cakes cookie eating contest. It was like Raise Wine and Spirits. That's the place.
Yeah.
Had the parking lot, you know, cornered off, vendors, food trucks, everybody hanging out, drinks flowing. You can get you a nice little slushy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the winner of the cookie eating contest won $100, but it was a half pound. BB's Cakes ain't regular cookies. They're half pound cookies.
What?
Literal, they make a variety, but they had to eat the chocolate chip that they got. Man, I was thinking respectfully, winner's gonna eat three, two and a half, something.
How many who won and how many did they eat?
Dude's name was, I believe, Lenny. Man's ate easily, and I don't wanna short him. He ate easily six, maybe seven cookies.
Half pounders?
Half pounders.
Oh,
add that up. He ate like 4 pounds of cookies.
He got sick. he was having flashbacks of his mom going, you're gonna get sick.
My man's is a competitive eater for sure. And I posted footage picture of him eating.
It's, you did?
Yeah, I threw it up on my social. It's on my story. It's probably still there. It's got time.
How did I miss it?
Soymedz, S-O-Y-M-E-D-Z. This man's, he's the one in the blue shirt, and he is nom, chomp, chomp. He brought his own milk jug. Straight up, he brought his own big old milk cup.
Oh, he wasn't screwing around.
Once I saw the milk, I was like, oh, okay, y'all might have some trouble here, okay?
Oh, my goodness. I'm totally on your story on Instagram right now trying to find this. I'm like, let me see this guy eating everything.
Competition was packed.
Wow.
People were watching, cheering him on. People had fan art out here. Team Emma was going crazy. Listen, it was actually really cool.
Why are you surprised people showed up to a cookie eating contest? Let me just state for the class, who wouldn't?
I'm not surprised. I'm just surprised at how many cookies were eaten. Man, they probably need to get more cookies next year.
Wow.
A lot of people put down a lot of cookies. Right. They had 12 competitors,
dog. You were at a cookie-eating contest.
It went crazy, too. It was amazing.
We both went to Summerfest on Friday. I took my kids on Saturday, and I experienced Oregon Piper Pizza. Those are just a few things. That's a very Milwaukee weekend we had.
A lot of Milwaukee weekend there.
Very Milwaukee. Our activities were very Milwaukee. You were at Ray's Wine and Spirits. I mean, it's Milwaukee as it gets, baby.
As Milwaukee as it gets, man. What'd you do this weekend?
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls next. I can't wait to hear what everybody did because it's summer, which means everything's happening.
You know you was outside.
There's always something to tell in the summer. I love it. Take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 KISS FM. I just need to throw it out there. If you didn't know this, we're going to be out at the Milkman game tomorrow night in Franklin for Christmas in July.
That's right.
The Salvation Army, we will be out there ringing bells, ringing the kettlebells, and there will be so many things going on for the whole family.
It's Milkman versus the Chicago Dogs.
And we haven't even barely had a chance to talk about it because we were on vacation. Now we're back. But you can buy tickets. All the details are on our website, 1037kissfm.com, or just go buy tickets to the Milkman game tomorrow and show up because like we're all going to be out there.
It's all the same thing. Gee, the cheapest tickets are like $9.
That's great.
Or you can do a suite decked out. There's stuff included for like $65.
I've never been to a Milkman game.
Me neither.
Yo, let's go.
I've wanted to as well.
I've never been.
All right, can I tell you a funny story why I want to go to a Milkman's game?
Yes, quickly.
It's because they used to call me Milkman back in the day.
Well, maybe you're going to end up on the team.
I'm just saying. So I'm not trying to speak it into fruition. But if it happens and I just so happen to make my way onto the field, I will have my cleats on me tomorrow.
It's at the Franklin on 76. We gotta keep moving, though. So there you go. So buy tickets and we'll see you there tomorrow night for the game. Okay. We are talking about what we did this weekend. DZ and I both went to Summerfest.
It was a lot.
You were at a cookie eating contest. And I also went to Oregon Piper Pizza, which I taught you about this morning.
We're going
to
go.
But let's go to the phones this morning. You want to go to Lori in Cedarburg first and see what she did? Oh, Lori, good morning. She's on three.
Good morning.
Hey, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
So I practiced Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and this weekend on Saturday, I got to go to a seminar with Master Sergio Pedro, who was taught and learned from Grandmaster Gracie, who is the inventor of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
A lot of acclaimed fighters under a lot of those men right there.
The person who invented Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you learned from the person who learned from them? Is that what I
A lot of master
them?
Masters, let's
holy,
just say that.
Holy bleep. Yeah.
Wow, Lori. Okay, nice. Check mark next to Lori's name. Never mess with her. Never. Got it. Okay, say less.
Lori, that's cool. Thank you for sharing that. That's so
amazing.
Cool. Uh-huh. Thanks for calling,
We
girl.
Appreciate you, Lori. You. Have a good day. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Don't mess with Lori. Got it. Noted. I'm
never messing with Lori. Angie in Lake Geneva texted in and said she was kayaking and fishing all weekend. How very Wisconsin are you? I love that.
Angie stayed kayaking and fishing, man, making us feel jealousy.
For sure. Let's go check out what Charlie is doing because Charlie actually got through this morning. Bitch, he says he's got something to tell us. Ah,
what's the word, Charlie?
Good morning.
Good morning, fam. What's the word?
Charlie, what'd you
do? Good morning.
Yeah.
Well, we had a bonfire Friday night with my son and his, now fiance.
That's
very Wisconsin.
They got engaged on 4th of July night.
Aw, congratulations.
We were watching fireworks, and my fiance looks over. They're getting engaged. Like, no, they're not. He comes up. I said, did you have the ring? He goes, no. I go, mad. He goes, He goes, I improvised. He had a hair thing for his hair. He put that on a ring.
Hold on. Your son, Charlie, stop it. Your son proposed without a ring?
Well, he had the ring at his house.
Wait, what? He just couldn't wait. Listen, he felt the perfect moment. He felt the perfect moment and was like, I got to do it right now.
Come on.
I got to do it right now. Oh, see?
Of all the times, he goes, I left the ring at home of all the times.
That's why you keep it in your pocket.
He didn't want to lose it.
He did. Yeah, I know that's right. I know. Oh, wow. Hey, still congratulations.
It was cool, though.
Right, right. It's more about the ass than the experience. You don't got to see the ring right then and there.
Tell the woman that, okay? Tell the woman that you're proposing to. You don't need the ring.
I ain't going
to
do it.
She was excited. She didn't care.
Did she know? She know the ring? What did she know the ring was at least at home?
Yeah, she knew the ring was at home.
Exactly.
He had the ring. So
there you go. Okay.
He was just waiting for the timing. And
see what I mean?
When he felt it. So.
Gotta pop the question when the question feels like popping.
Congrats on another family member added, Charlie.
That's what's up. Hey, don't forget to invite us to the wedding, okay?
No. Stop
what?
Saying
I want to go to all the weddings.
Look at all these wedding invites.
You guys are going to be, January 20th at 1 o'clock.
See what I mean?
Stacked up. Let's go. Add it to the calendar. Add it to the calendar.
And it's going
to
be on Facebook, Instagram, and that's how everybody's going to know.
So. Oh,
jeez. Web by.
All right.
We appreciate you, Charlie. Have a good day, fam.
Yeah, talk to you guys.
Bye.
I definitely won't see it if he puts it on Facebook. I mean, I'll never see the invite. Good luck, man. Let's go to Kelly Quick in Sussex because she called in and did something cool this weekend. I don't know what, but Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
I got a kitten.
What?
Meow.
Oh, wait, actually, I knew this because I saw this on Instagram where you will find me.
Yeah, so I spent all weekend running around like a crazy person to get everything. It was kind of last minute. Someone needed to get rid of kittens, and I was like, I fell in love with her, so her name is Lucy.
Kelly, you can say it. You a crazy cat lady, and that's how you spent the weekend running around. It's okay. I'm a crazy cat dad, too.
Yeah.
They going to consume your life for a little bit.
For sure.
Yeah, she's definitely a handful.
Right, but it's amazing. Shout out to Lucy.
See, this is what happens. Her kids leave the house. She gets another one.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You're out of your mind. Good luck. That more responsibility, Kelly. Come on.
I know.
Well, happy cat days, I guess. Happy kitten mom you are.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Bye.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
All right. Today's problem involves somebody vaping.
Mm-hmm. Most people know what vaping is nowadays.
My kids are listening. Ew.
Ew indeed. Ew is right. Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Yes. Okay. But so who wrote in and what's the problem?
So Millie wrote in, and for those that don't know, vaping is the new cigarette for a lot of people.
People know what it is,
right? Everybody should know what it is nowadays, right?
Yeah.
The sweet flavor of nicotine.
Point of view is on it. You know what it is.
Exactly.
So what they write in.
Millie wrote in and is talking about how her husband won't stop leaving his vape out.
Okay.
And said yo. So didn't say yo.
I was gonna say she said yo.
Yo. So my husband keeps leaving his vape out, and I can't get through to him on how to stop it because we have little ones at home.
Come on.
You didn't think there was about to be youngins involved in this? Duh. Or else it wouldn't be an issue. It'd be a non-factor if kids weren't involved.
I'm already mad. I'm like, he can't be doing that, but go on.
2.5 and a one-year-old. She said, I don't mind if he leaves it out, but I've asked him repeatedly to make sure it's out of reach for them. Mm-hmm. I've blown up. I've been nice. I've talked, written notes. Nothing's helped. Just the other day, our toddler found it in the basement while my husband wasn't even home.
Come on.
How do I get him to understand that he needs to leave it out of reach? Big question mark, exclamation point.
I almost gave Millie. My opinion. I forgot this isn't what would Allie do. This is what would DZ do.
I'm a Millie rock through this and say, you're going to have to get aggressive. And sue me. No, actually, please don't. But what I'm going to say might cause a fight. So take it or leave it. You got to start throwing them out.
I was just going to say, throw out the vapes. If he leaves it around, you got little kids.
Throw them out.
Trash.
Throw them out.
And he'll stop leaving them out.
I know those things are at least 10, 15, 20 bucks. So they're not cheap.
I have no idea how much they are.
They're not cheap. I guarantee it. And whatever is cheap, you're going to get tired of repeatedly having to replace it.
You shouldn't be leaving anything out like that around kids. You shouldn't be leaving alcohol. You shouldn't be leaving access to nicotine. These are like duh moments.
But people do and have and will all the time. Think about how we grew up. Everything that parents used to leave around us that was never of consequence, quote, quote unquote, that we never got into, the cabinets we never went into, quote unquote.
Yeah, I just, I guess. Yeah, I went into the liquor cabinet when I was like 16, I guess.
What, Allie? Oh, what? Oh my gosh.
But my parents didn't drink around me. Like, it wasn't that much. Like, it wasn't like Wisconsin.
I feel
where
that.
Everybody's drunk all the time.
I do feel that. But there is always something that your child should, AKA, not be around.
Absolutely.
As a child. Whatever it may be, there's always something. This is one of those somethings. You got to put it in the drawer. Mm-hmm. You got to be more conscious of it. If you've already gone through the methods of being mad, you've gone through all of the rudimentary emotions.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to get aggressive. You're going to have to start taking the lesser traveled paths. Throw it out or hide it on him. Oh, I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. Have no idea. Mm-hmm. And when he's freaking out about it, can't find it, then you go, hey, here, maybe keep it in your pocket, buddy.
Or I just would throw it out. That's it.
There
I
you
wouldn't
go.
Even feel bad. I'd be like, bye.
Nah, forget it. Toss it.
414-533-1037. What would you do? DZ said that she can't get her baby daddy to stop leaving vapes out.
It's terrible.
Just like, I would be so angry.
As a father, you think you'd be more conscious and protective. Could you imagine if you got a hold of it? If one of the kids got a hold of it?
No.
Man.
This is horrible. So, okay, you say throw them out. I agree. Throw them out.
Toss them.
I'm with you.
Toss them. Why not? What else are you going
to
do?
What should Millie do to deal with this problem? How does she get her man to know he's got to leave these things out of reach?
Have you had this problem happen?
No.
Well, not you, obviously.
This is so, like, elementary. Like, I want to find the guy and be like, you're a horrible dad. Stop doing this.
You said that you stopped smoking recently.
Well, over about almost a year now.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did, as the boys were growing up, did you ever have a moment where they grabbed the pack whatever counter or something you might have set them down at?
They were always hidden. They didn't even know what they were.
Okay, there you go. See, that's what I...
what they were.
I do feel that. I do. I like that.
When they were little, I remember Owen going, is that a match? And I'm like,
Sure is. Yep. It's for the grill.
Luckily, yeah. I've quit, so thank God.
Word. Well, let's get everybody else's
advice.
When
I was a smoker, I would never have left that kind of stuff out.
Bet. Okay.
Ever.
I kind of figured...
Like, I don't leave alcohol out. I still drink. I don't leave that anywhere near access to my children. That is so far away. I mean...
You don't keep your vodka next to the baby milk? What?
Nah, but I do keep it next to my nightstand. I'm just kidding.
Can't stay out the liquor cabinet, kids.
We'll take your advice next. Kiss FM. If you missed it, DZ and I will be out at the Milkman game tomorrow night, and we hope you come and join us. It's all for charity. We are doing Christmas in July. You know how we ring the bells for the Salvation Army at Christmas?
I've never done that, but I've seen it.
Well, I have multiple times, and you will too this year. And now we're doing it in July.
Yeah.
And so you can come out and donate to our kettles, or you can just come hang out with us at the Milkman game tomorrow night. We will be there. Go get your tickets.
Tickets literally start at $9.
And it's we have all the info at 1037kissfm.com too. Mm-hmm. So I just want to throw that out there.
6:35 game start, but we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Come check us out.
The field is in Franklin at The Rock.
I've always wanted to go, so finally.
Mm-hmm. It'll be nice. All right. That's tomorrow night. We hope to see you there. Let's get into what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Millie wrote in, can't get her father of her children to stop leaving his vape.
Husband, respect.
Oh, sorry, husband.
Not baby daddy, it's her husband.
What's the difference?
It's a husband.
I'm sorry. I guess there's a difference.
There is a difference. But no, he won't stop leaving the vape out. They got young kids, 2.5, 1 year old. Millie needs some help.
I don't blame her for needing some help. Let's go to Amanda in Racine this morning because she's got some advice for us. Amanda.
Turn down.
She almost missed the beat.
Yeah, me sweating.
But I think I made it, right?
Oh, you made it.
Just in time.
Oh, okay.
Within the allotted threshold.
We don't want to lose our chemistry, Amanda. I mean, girl.
I know, right?
You better stay on point. No, Amanda.
I'm on point.
What should Millie do?
So, I have this problem with my baby, too. But with my husband, when he leaves stuff out, I normally will just, like, throw it in drawers. But what's really funny is when we used to have our own apartment, he used to leave empty Mountain Dew cans around, so I would just hide them in random spots where he had to go look for them.
So,
in random drawers, in random cabinets, like underneath the TV, like I put it everywhere.
Turn it into a game.
Instead of throwing it away, just hide it.
Oh, I don't know where it is. Check the freezer.
So they can't say you threw their stuff away. Yeah. That you can't be like, oh, you threw my stuff away. Well, I didn't throw it away. I just hid it because I had to.
Maybe. Okay, that's a spin.
Normally forget about it, too. It'd be kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this? I'm like, oh, you left it out, so well, I hid it now.
You have kids. Stop being irresponsible is my point. Like, well, I get why Millie's stressed out, and the dad's got to get it together.
Right.
Come on. That's
my baby right now, my baby's holding on to two magnets and an empty pen, so all the toys are around, but that's what she
That's what they want. They always gravitate towards whatever is most dangerous in the room.
Like two magnets.
Yes.
Why? Man.
Yes.
Oh, the open can that you can slice your hand on? Oh, sure. Put your finger in it. Go ahead, baby.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. All every right. day. Oh, gotta go to those wires.
Oh, is that an open outlet? Yep. Oh, kids, man.
Thanks for calling, Amanda.
We appreciate
Have
you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
So you said throw them out. Amanda said hide them.
I like it. Just make it a game. Maybe. Make it fun for you. Oh, where is it? I don't know. It's a scavenger hunt. Start dropping clues.
Rebecca's in Waukesha this morning, and she said she's got some advice. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? We need help. Millie needs help. We're good. Millie's not.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm good, too. I'm scared. I'm scared Allie's going to be mad at me.
Why?
But I have a counterpoint to this. So my mom and I raised my son together. He's 6 years old. I've been vaping for about 4 years. And obviously, like, we have a mom and daughter relationship still as parenting. But so my mom yells at me all the time. And my son is 6 now. Even at the age of 5, he was handing my vapes to my mom or me. He knows not to touch them. And it's all because she made a big deal out of it. So I feel like Millie should keep making a big deal out of it because at some point her son or daughter is going to realize, like, oh, it's not good. And my son also knows, like, this is a decision for adults, so I'm not going to touch it because I don't want to do that.
Well, you better hope because he's 6. So you're right. I am going to yell at you.
He doesn't have a developed
brain to the point where he understands everything right and wrong, but we can teach them right and wrong.
Right. You can reinforce. Said, you can reinforce.
Rebecca, I'm not going to light you up for vaping. That's your own damn business. What I'm going to light you up for is leaving it out with the kid around. What's that about? Come on.
Well, I mean, sometimes, like, when I'm sleeping or something, I'll, like, put it next to me and he'll come in the morning, you know, stuff like that. You can't always, especially if your vape is on you at all times.
Okay.
You're not constantly thinking, like, where's my vape for my baby, you know what
I mean?
Right,
right. Like, Rebecca's saying she'll put the keys down, the phone down, and the vape down, and the kid's gonna come grab one of the three.
Well, then she
DC gets it.
I'm listening and understanding, you know what I'm saying? It's just processing, that's all.
All right, well, Rebecca, like I said, I'm not lighting you up for making your own personal choices. I'm lighting you up for leaving it around in front of the kid. That's what I'm lighting you up for.
Rebecca's saying reinforce it. Go ahead and reinforce it. Make sure that the kid knows this is a no-no.
I'm not going to be like, okay, I get it and I agree with you. And somebody texted in and said, why is it the kid's responsibility to hand the vape to the adult?
It's not their responsibility, but it has happened before.
Right.
And all I can say is my mom made a big deal out of it. And if she hadn't, would he have done that ever?
Nope, probably
you know what I mean?
Not.
Maybe Millie should keep making a huge deal out of it so her baby knows, like, this is not okay.
Right.
At least somebody's making a big deal out of it. And I'm not saying that I should be irresponsible about it, but if it happens, at least my child knows I better not put that to my mouth, you know?
Ding, 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 ding,
whatever
ding, ding.
Whatever you gotta do to justify it. Rebecca, I do.
We appreciate your call, too.
I do appreciate your blunt and honest, like, response, which is she's telling the truth.
Keep making a big deal out of it.
She's owning it, even if she's wrong.
Stop it.
I'm wrong. I know, Allie.
Rebecca, we appreciate you. Have a good day.
Bye, Rebecca.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Java Dave's on the phone. Let's go check him out really quick because we didn't get to him earlier.
So the thing is with this, I'm not going to make this mistake again because last time there was the confusion of letters. I played the wrong song.
Don't play the wrong song.
I'm going to make sure it's the right one.
Don't play the wrong song.
Nope.
That ain't it. You're playing
Nope.
Oh, God.
Nope. This one.
Jesus. There we go. Whoa. Thank you.
I told you. See? You see how many people we have that we haven't talked to in a minute? We got an audit.
But you organize them in a horrible way, which is another argument.
Alphabetic?
No.
In alphabetical order?
No, that's...
You know what? Java, stop the argument.
Hold on. We didn't even have the argument. I wasn't even done.
We're going to argue this in a second.
We have them in alphabetical order, but the problem is there's so many, and DZ pushed them all, so they're so skinny next to each other. I'm like, now you can't even read them.
How else do you suggest? You know what? How else do you suggest?
We're going to delete some of them. That's what we're going
to
do.
Exactly. That audit.
I think we all need to sit down and hash this over some Java. How about that?
Fine, but why do you sound like you're in a tunnel far away right now, Dave? Where are you?
I don't know. I'm holding my phone to my ear.
Okay, huh. All right.
We'll turn you up a little bit, man.
Go on. What do you think? We were talking about what Millie should do. Her husband won't stop leaving his vapes out around the kids. What do you think?
So, as the previous person said, I also am a vapor. You guys know that.
I don't know if I knew that.
There's not enough science out there to know what it actually does to our body.
Well, let's not get into that kind of argument today. Okay, if you're going to do it, just own it, Dave. Just own it and all the things that come with it. Come on.
Kids don't smoke, okay?
It's like, I may smoke, but it's not going to cause cancer, I don't think. Come on.
I'm not saying that it won't. I'm not saying it will.
Not justifying it.
I don't know. And that's my risk. I understand that. Yeah. I'm owning that.
Right. But what should Millie do?
I agree with Amanda. Hide it. Put it up somewhere. Because these things can cost, and I'm holding it like you can see it, these things can cost anywhere from $60 to $100 or more.
Yeah. Well, that's too expensive for my taste, dog.
If somebody threw this away at me, because if you're holding the bigger one, the body of it alone can cost anywhere from $40 to $40 up. And then you got to get a battery. Then you got to get a tank. And then you got to get a coil.
Okay, why are we're so far off on what should Millie do?
He said hide it.
Don't throw it away.
Because it's too expensive. That's what he's saying. It's so expensive. Don't do that. It's gonna come back and bite everybody because he's going to keep buying one. Hide it, though, and make sure he understands you got to stop it.
And just act like you forgot where it is because, you know, you're like, oh, I just saw where, you know, the baby's going to get to. So I put it up. I don't know where I put it.
Let it go missing for 2 weeks. Bet you he'll stop leaving it around then.
Oh, he'll find it within the day. He'll learn real quick. True. I don't want to have to keep doing this.
Positive reinforcement for the husband and the kids.
I'm not giving positive reinforcement with smoking. And I used to smoke. Stop it, everybody. What are we talking about right now?
We are trying to help people. That's what we're trying to do.
We sound crazy right now.
Yeah, well, crazy is what crazy does.
Somebody
man.
Said,
you knew that.
If it's that expensive, why are you leaving it around for a kid to grab in the first place?
Well, exactly. That's the thing.
That part.
A lot of people got to remember that these little ones, they mimic what we do.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. They see us picking the stuff into our mouth. They're going to think, oh, I should do that.
Uh-huh. Monkey see, monkey do.
Well, Dave,
Java.
Thanks for calling, friend.
No problem.
All right. Have a good day.
Later. Bye.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And tomorrow night, I don't know if you know this, but you can come hang out with us for a good cause. On top of all of that, it's Salvation Army night at the Milkman game. We're doing Christmas in July, which means you can come meet Santa tomorrow. Santa!
Santa Claus, Papa Noel.
I know him. And he's coming tomorrow night to hang out with us at the Milkman game.
Santa's coming!
Santa! So there's going to be obviously kid friendly, lots going on, but we will be out at the Milkman game, the Milwaukee Milkman, tomorrow night at The Rock in Franklin. You can come hang out with us, buy your tickets now or chance it and buy them when you get there, whatever.
They're cheap enough and honestly, it's good to go. You want to know their slogan, bro? Pro baseball, that's utterly different. Because they're the Milkman.
But up, bump.
But up,
utterly. I like the pun there.
I need me either a Milkman's hat or a Milkman's jersey. But I used to be called Milkman back in the day. So it's only right that we pull up to the Milkman baseball game. They're taking on the Chicago Dogs tomorrow
night. Why were you called Milkman?
I could chug milk faster than anybody.
Ick.
Ick.
Chugging milk sounds disgusting
what?
To me. I don't like milk, though.
Oh, I love milk.
No offense to the Milkman.
I love me some milk.
You said chugging milk, and I went, oh, gosh.
Could nobody beat me. Chocolate milk, whole milk, 2%, skim, don't matter.
Doesn't that make you sick?
Nope.
That's crazy.
To this day.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, maybe you'll see that tomorrow, him chugging milk.
I'm excited.
Never know.
You never know. It is a Milkman's game. You never know what you're going to see, but you're going to see us.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Christmas in July. Like I said, all the details are at 1037kissfm.com, but we will be out there at the Milkman game tomorrow night. We hope to see you for Christmas in July.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Cause. Come out with us.
Well, you're always looking for something to do with the kids in the summer if they're bored. You got nothing going on. Perfect thing. I'm bringing Owen and Hudson. Let's
go watch a nice little cheap baseball game.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we have Am I the Jerk? And then after Am I the Jerk, your chance to win VIP tickets in our area at Ludacris at the State Fair 1 month from tomorrow.
VIP, you and me, let's get it, baby.
Yeah, so Am I the Jerk next, then your Ludacris tickets. Don't go anywhere. Happy Monday. Good morning, KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. right. So today's Am I the Jerk comes from Abby. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Abby wants to know if she's the jerk for not telling a guy she's been dating for a month that she plans on being a single mom.
Wait, huh?
She is getting,
Okay, now explain, please.
Abby has been planning to get artificially inseminated because she is single. Her fertility is declining. And she said, you know what? I haven't met anyone. I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to get artificially inseminated.
Sure.
So she says, that's it. I'm going to go down this path as a single woman. She says, right before I was about to do it, the pandemic hit. My treatments were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no timeline when it was going to reopen again. So I had put it on hold during the pandemic, and now I'm back at it.
Like everybody else.
Still trying to get pregnant.
I feel it, Abby.
But now she's been dating a guy.
Right.
She said, let's call him G.
Okay,
it's
G.
It's only been a month, so it's very early in the stages, but she has not told him that she is planning on being a single mom and getting artificially inseminated. She wants to know if she's the jerk.
That could start a whole nother problem, man. Like, well, what if he thinks he has the potential to be the guy?
Right.
You right?
Right.
And now you'd be like, nah, I'm going to be a single mom. What?
Mm-hmm.
So she said, even without me?
We've spoken loosely about wanting kids in the future, so I know he'd like a family.
Mm.
But it was a brief passing comment. I'm not willing to wait to get into a long-term relationship to have a kid.
Right.
It's time for me now. We're far too early on to be thinking about a family together. So am I the jerk for not telling the guy I've been dating for a month that I'm planning on getting artificially inseminated and being a single mom? What do you think of this?
I mean, that's tough because that's a big commitment. And as far as you feeling like communication purposes,
yeah,
that's something you'd want to tell in case it is either a deal breaker or not. You find out the person you're dating is all of a sudden pregnant. Oh, huh?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. That's going to be a major red flag for somebody to go like, so were you with somebody else? And then, no, I was doing the other AI. Mm-hmm. I was doing artificial insemination. Oh, okay. Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, that's a big thing, but why wouldn't you be comfortable sharing that with somebody you're spending time with?
You should tell somebody.
You should let them know.
You would think.
You think? But that's by no means anybody's business either.
Well, for the record, I know two people who have been artificially inseminated. One it worked and one it didn't.
Okay.
The one who worked, she ended up with twins.
Ooh. Ooh, it'd be like that.
Uh-huh. And they're well aware of how they were conceived.
Sure.
These kids are 10 now. My kids have hung out with these kids. And something came up about the dad. And they said, we don't have a dad. Like, it was like,
it was very blunt.
It was like,
good.
We don't have a dad. We never had a dad. We have a mom.
Like, it's educational, though. And that they understand and they can go about the world and they grow up being able to explain it to other people.
Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly. So I actually do know real people do this. Like, this is the thing for women who haven't met a partner and want to have children. They're like, I'm doing it alone.
I know people going through it right now that are partnered and want to have children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a single parent, but it's a way for everybody mm-hmm. who wants a child to have a child, basically.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you want to share that with the person you're spending time with who, if you've even loosely talked about wanting to have kids, give them that respect and going, hey, I am considering this.
But
even if I'm not considering you in this, I'm considerate enough to tell you, explain it to you, and say, boom, hey, possibility. You ain't gonna be the daddy, but I'm gonna have this baby.
Is Abby the jerk for not telling the guy she's been dating for a month that she is planning on being a single mom? Because
I don't like this one.
She's getting artificially inseminated. Should she be telling this guy? At the same time, it's none of his business.
It's
less than a month because it's like weird to tell somebody that, right?
You don't owe that man nothing, and that's a huge conversation to have. But that's also why I'm going. It's a huge conversation to have. You gotta have that, or else you don't wanna get too deep. That's almost like a double-edged sword. You want to have that conversation to weed out any potential non-factors, but you don't want to have that conversation because they might be a non-factor.
Exactly.
We're
going to take your calls and texts next. You're going to decide if Abby is the jerk here for not telling the guy she's dating she's about to be a single mom if things go her way. Your chance to get tickets to see Ludacris at the State Fair in our VIP area, our personal area with me and DZ coming up after Am I the Jerk? Don't go anywhere.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Abby wrote in. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not telling the guy she's been dating for about a month that she's planning on being a single mom. And what does that mean? It means she's been working on getting artificially inseminated.
Mm-hmm.
Her fertility's declining. She's getting older. She said, I may or may not meet a partner, but I'm not waiting to get into a long-term relationship at this point to have a kid. And I'm not doing it with a guy I don't know. So I'm doing it on my own. And I haven't told the guy I've been seeing for a month.
She said, I don't need no man to have no family. Not even you, man, I'm seeing.
Is she the jerk for not telling him? Let's go to Heather in Shorewood this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How we doing today? Talk to us. Is she the jerk for not telling her man?
She is not the jerk because she's only been dating a month.
Yeah, it's not her man, right? Exactly.
That's not her dude.
She's met the guy, for crying out loud.
True.
You know?
She don't even know his last name yet.
She might not.
She really might not.
She should, though, in today's day and age.
Yeah. It was 6 months, yeah. Mm-hmm. A month, y'all just started dating.
Mm.
Not a big deal. I dated somebody when I was pregnant within my first month because I had broken up with somebody and started dating somebody new. I didn't tell him right away.
Yeah, yeah, because it wasn't any of his business. Somebody texted in and said if they're monogamously dating, she's a jerk. If they're casually dating, it's not his business until it's his business. This
Touché.
Is interesting.
I'm thinking of the safety now as far as like, Heather, so wouldn't you want to tell somebody, hey, I am expecting, because then they know to be cautious with you, that your stomach's sensitive, and I know that there's protective layers and yada yada, but
what are they gonna do that's gonna hurt the baby in the meantime?
I don't
DZ?
Know
you're jumping
you
to
don't,
weird places.
You don't go into like protective instinct around like babies or pregnancy. I do.
I mean, obviously, if I see a pregnant woman,
kids?
What'd you say, Heather?
Doesn't DZ have kids?
Yes.
Doesn't he know that that is not something you need to worry about too much?
I don't know.
I always worry. No,
he thinks
I got irrational fears. We'll learn that.
I was gonna say I don't know where that came from either, but okay. Apparently, he thinks something's randomly gonna fly into the stomach of a pregnant lady.
You never know, man. Final Destination made me paranoid. All right.
We can work out when we're pregnant, DZ. There's
I
so
know.
Much we can do pregnant.
Oh.
I don't.
Fine, I'll keep digging this hole. But Heather's saying not the jerk, all right?
Not the jerk, okay.
We appreciate your call, Heather.
Bye, Heather.
Bye.
All right, Amanda is in Franklin this morning. Let's take her next. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. I definitely think she is the jerk.
Ooh, opposite way. Go
elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. So if you are seeing somebody, say maybe it is casual, but she wants to build a future with this man, and they have talked about it, even if it was casual, she should tell him. I don't think his opinion matters, but I do think that she should tell him.
Listen to this. Somebody texted in and said, she's a jerk. If you're going to say you're mature and responsible enough to have a baby, especially on your own, you should be mature and responsible enough to inform the guy you're dating so he can make an informed decision, and you're not wasting anybody's time. Okay, so what if you don't know the dude's got kids out there and he didn't tell you? What's the damn difference?
It's only been a month.
It happens to women all the time.
Has only been a month.
I'm just saying, unless he's going to tell me his roster of children, I don't owe him anything.
I like what Amanda said, and the texter too, letting them know. It's not about it. You don't actually matter in this situation, my guy, not to sound rude to you, but I'm letting you know because we are mature, consenting adults, and we having this conversation right here, right now.
If she was expecting this guy to come in and be the dad, and she was looking for a dad to her kid because she's getting artificially inseminated, it would be one thing, but she doesn't seem to be.
I hear you.
But where does he fit in is the question.
Right.
Which is kind of what makes her the jerk.
Right now, he don't.
Well, I mean, even if it still should be something that she should say, I mean,
it'll
be a make it or break it for him and for her. Like, show what kind of colors that he has, and her not telling him kind of shows the colors that she has.
I'm sorry, shouldn't he be relieved? She's having a baby and it ain't mine.
Not if he wants to have babies and he wants to have them with her.
Exactly.
Amanda's saying jerk, though.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Amanda.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, Christine's going to be our tiebreaker then this morning. She's calling from Trevor. Good morning, Christine. Which way you going on Am I the Jerk today?
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hey.
I hate to do it, but I think she's a jerk.
Hey, fair enough. I can see it going either way. I'm not judging anybody's opinion on this one today.
Right. No, this one's tough.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're in a serious relationship, relationship, you're still fielding someone that you might potentially want to spend time with in the future. And that's a big commitment for that guy to either want to or not want to get into. So I think it's fair that he knows. And why not just be upfront about it?
Yeah, I'm with you. Although I was just having this thought in the back of my mind about how sometimes when people want to get married, that's like their goal in dating. It's weird to bring that up right away, right?
But you don't, have you ever casually talked about spending a whole life with somebody that you don't actually see yourself spending it with? When have you ever casually had a conversation about having a family? I get that it was quote unquote casual, but a month in and you've already had that talk, you at least got to have another talk.
I guess. Yeah.
And I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, it's not like you're asking permission. This is what I'm doing. It's you're either in or you're out.
Your lives aren't conjoined yet. You're just sharing what you're doing. This is a big moment in your life.
She needs to tell him and then he can go, well, do I want to date?
Right.
So now she's not single with no kids. She's a single mom.
Boom.
And that is a different acceptance of do I want to date someone with kids, essentially. All right. So,
and if you are actively dating, you are putting yourself out there for a potential of a relationship. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, and even though it's none of his business, I will say this, just own it. Like, just be like, yeah, I'm trying to get pregnant and I'm getting artificially inseminated because I'm this age and my fertility is declining and I'm not going to wait to get into a long-term relationship with someone to have a kid. So
you don't even got to say all that to the dude. You're all you got to say is, listen, I'm working on having a child artificially. Don't worry about it. Ain't your business. Bye.
But I'm an oversharer. DZ, I tell too much. Okay, I was an oversharer in that moment. My bad. You're right.
You're right.
We're women. We're like, so let me tell you every detail about what's going on with my...
I'm airing out right now. Yeah. So if you're not
bullet
happy
point A.
You can walk on and stop wasting my time.
She put a PowerPoint.
Bullet point B. B1, B2, and B3.
Wait, hold on. I got an Excel sheet. Give me a minute. Here's how I got here. Let me explain my journey to you, my friend.
Yeah, Christine. Exactly. I'm down for that.
Thank you. We appreciate your call. Says she is the jerk, though. Gotta let him know.
100%. Yeah.
Have a great rest of your day, Christine.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye.
So there you go. It turns out Abby is the jerk for not telling the guy she's dating that she's actively working to get pregnant with artificial insemination.
Hopefully Abby's listening. You could at least send him a text. Let him know. Y'all ain't that serious. Yeah. You can text this. This is a text conversation.
Is it?
I mean, clearly, you don't want to tell him at all. You can at least text it. Mm. Non-confrontational people like to text.
Well, we appreciate your calls and texts this morning, Abby. Is a jerk. All right, we have to give away tickets to our VIP area at the Wisconsin State Fair. DZ and I are bringing you two Ludacris with us. You're going to get to hang out in our suite. Drinks and food. Drinks and food will be provided.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're alcoholic, but drinks and food will be provided.
Don't matter. It's VIP. Yeah.
It's on. And why not play a little Ludacris? Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though this is Usher, but Ludacris is in this, and we love this song.
So is Lil Jon. But Ludacris, VIP, you know what we're here for.
We'll take caller number 30 right now. 414-533-1037. Good luck. We are hooking people up all week long right around this time to come with us to the Wisconsin State Fair and sit in our VIP area at Ludacris because that's what DZ and I are doing.
You know, enjoy VIP and Ludacris and us all at once. Come on now. Does it get better? No.
No. Let's pull up Jesse in Sussex this morning. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing today, Jesse? What you up to?
Good.
What are you up to, Jesse?
I am dropping my kids off on the way to work.
I was going to say, I could tell Jesse is very distracted with something right now, and I don't know what it is.
Get your shoes on. Not those shoes. Right, wrong foot. Come on, we got to get out the door. I got to go.
The morning routine with kids sucks. Anyway, Jesse, you are caller 30. You're coming with us to Ludacris.
Make the morning better.
Woo! Jesse, are you alive? Do you need an ambulance?
Jesse, are you here? Jesse, do the kids got the shoes on?
Hello? Let's put her on hold.
Did we
leave I don't know what's going on right now.
Jesse might have passed out from too much excitement.
It was kind of like that when I picked up. I could tell she was distracted.
Distracted?
And she's still distracted.
Now she's distraught. She's like, forget y'all kids. I want Luda VIP ticket.
I'm only giving her a pass because she's got kids and the morning routine is pure hell. Trust me.
That's right.
All right. Jesse's going with us to Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair. Going to be in our VIP suite. Drinks and food will be provided. Mm. And we're going to do all this again tomorrow and every day this week. So if you want to come with us, be listening tomorrow. Same time.
You know where to be.
Same time, same place. 103.7 KISS FM. Happy Monday.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So earlier in the show, we talked about how the first sighting of Jamie Foxx had happened. He was on a boat in Chicago on the Chicago River, and someone spotted him.
Love to see it.
Yeah, so we were like, oh, he's okay, because he had some kind of medical emergency. We still don't know why he was in the hospital when that happened. We think it might have been a stroke, but nobody has seen him since.
No confirmation.
Other than he was in a Chicago rehab facility. So it was good to see Jamie Foxx waving.
That specializes in strokes. Mm-hmm. So
I think we know what happened.
Yeah.
But it's ironic because we were just off the air talking about another celebrity who had something to do with Chicago. Remember Jussie Smollett?
Oh, do I remember? Yeah, I remember Jussie Smollett.
I thought we were done with this guy, but nope. He was spotted out and about.
What's he lying about now?
God only knows. But Taraji P. Henson has stuck by his side. She did that through the whole case.
Yeah.
I remember when it was all going on in Chicago, when he had claimed that he had been, you know, mugged by these people. Then we found out the people who mugged him, he had hired. And
they were paid actors.
He was saying they were shouting out racial slurs. The whole thing was wacky.
They left a whole noose on his neck, quote unquote. It was, the story was wild, if you don't remember.
But it was a lie.
If you don't remember, be glad you don't. Because, it ended up being fabricated.
To the point where we had a check he had written them to do it. I mean, the whole thing was crazy. So I thought he was just done. But nope, now he was spotted out with Taraji P. Henson again. They were out and about having their little moment. Because they were on Empire together. They were co-stars.
Right, for a while.
So she stuck by his side, and now it was the first time we've seen them out and about, and they were hugging and hanging out, and they seemed to be happy, but I thought, look at that.
Is she trying to get him off the blackball list?
She needs to stop, if so. Be his friend, but let's not try to get him back on TV. We're good.
Yeah, that's tough.
We're good here. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you missed it, we are going to be out at the Milkman game at Franklin Field tomorrow night for Christmas in July.
I'm trying to join the team. I'm trying to play baseball tomorrow.
The roster's full, DZ. You're just there to ring the bell and raise money because it's Christmas in July.
Fine, let me be the bat boy, ball boy, and water boy. It don't matter. I just want a jersey.
You can ask them. Tell them to hook you up. The Milwaukee Milkman, we're going to be watching them play the Chicago Dogs. Yes, that's their actual name, the Chicago Dogs.
Both names.
Hysterical.
Both names are real names.
They're going to get destroyed because that's what happens when Chicago teams come to town. We don't care. And the Milkmen are going to win. I said what I said, DZ. You guys have anything to say
back? I'm going to let you say it.
I don't care if you grew up in Gurnee. We are Milwaukee fans here.
Go ahead. No, I'm not. I will fight it, boy. I will fight. It's Wrigley North to me.
You
Cubbies
don't
all night.
There anymore. Come to our side.
Nah, you only got me with the basketball. That's about it. I can't. Nah, I'm good.
Oh, we got you with basketball.
Y'all
why
got
is that?
Me with, y'all
why,
got me
oh,
with
ba- why did you switch sides for basketball?
My child was born during the championship season.
So? You're from Chicago. Bulls, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it definitely is go Bulls, but I will say, open admittedly, I'm a Bucks fan now.
Well,
first and foremost.
As you should be. So tomorrow night, if you want to buy tickets, it's all at 1037kissfm.com or just go buy them from the Milkman. We'll be out there at the game.
Milwaukee,
it's going to be fun.
Milkman.
Raising money for the Salvation Army Christmas in July at tomorrow's game. Coming up next, we're going to talk about DZ's irrational fear.
I got a bunch, man. Randomly getting hit by a foul ball at a baseball game. Irrational fear. Chances of it happening, very slim. Randomly scared of
it,
though.
What do you mean very slim? Like, never going to happen, probably.
But you never know. Somebody's been hit with a pitch before, with a foul ball or something. Now I'm like, always mind your P's and Q's.
Slow down. We'll tell them next.
That's just
one. You're already going off about these kooky ideas, man.
That's why it's irrational.
What's wrong with you?
I got my list.
Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to talk about them next. KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So we are talking about irrational fears because I swear every day you tell me a new one you have and I always look at you in awe, my jaw on the ground, DZ, and I go, you ever talk to a therapist about any of these?
Nope.
Hello? Sure haven't.
They're irrational for a reason because I realize how irrational they might be. So, random.
That just means you're aware of you're crazy, which I've talked to my therapist about this. Like, if I know I'm crazy, does that make me less crazy? And she's like, well, you're better off if you're aware of it. But
there we go.
There's still things to help with these irrational fears.
I'll take at least the realization that I know I'm probably wrong.
Right.
But all right, for one, like you said, we're going to be at the Milkman's game, right? Irrational fear. I will be on high alert watching out for balls and bats. bats flying around, just because you never know when something's going to slip through. And I know they got fences and protective stuff, but that's one. Two, my wife's stomach. My wife being pregnant. Mm-hmm. I am, for whatever reason, super protective. And they say, well, the second one, you don't worry as much. I'm still equally as worried of my wife's stomach getting, like, hit, hurt, her sleeping on her side
it's
versus her stomach.
It's not that you don't worry. It's that other people don't care. That's the second one. It's not that you don't care about the baby. It's other people don't care. That's what it is, DZ. I hate to break it to you.
I was mistaken. I misunderstood it as I won't be as concerned with the second baby.
No, everybody. Everybody else, they only care about your first. When are you going to accept that, dude?
That makes more sense. I didn't even know that. Good to know. I didn't. I've only had one.
That's why people, the second one, they ask less questions. They're not throwing showers.
People did all of the things for my little sister when she was born, but that was probably because it was me versus my little sister. Who knows?
We're getting way off of irrational fear.
Or another random irrational fear. Yeah. You ever make eggs?
Yeah.
Most people make eggs every day, almost, if I can. Do you ever grab an egg and randomly think, I'm going to crack this egg and it's going to have a baby chick, fertilized egg inside of it. It's not going to be an egg whatsoever. It's going to be a baby chick that's going to come out and I'm going to see it in my pan.
No, because it would never live through everything they go through.
Oh, it's definitely not alive. It's like balut. Yeah. If you haven't heard of it, it's cuisine to a lot of people.
Like, it's different. The eggs go through a whole process, my friend.
I don't know what the process is. The irrational fear that there's going to be blood and a nasty fetus from a chick inside of my eggs when I crack to make scrambled eggs in the morning. Is that irrational? But it's there. I got the list.
Educate yourself on the process of how eggs end up in the carton.
Have you ever not seen that happen? It has happened. It happens all the time to people where you crack an egg and there is, unfortunately, a fertilized egg.
I've never seen that.
Educate yourself on that. It's happened before.
Where am I going to look for this?
Wherever you go to educate yourself. The internet, the webs.
You sound crazy right now.
That's fine. I'm not a rat.
I hope you know that. You're like, it's everywhere. Haven't you seen it?
It's happened.
No.
It's happened. The chances are slim, but it's not none.
You talking over me saying it's happened doesn't mean that I believe you, DZ. I don't know what else to tell you. Okay, so.
And you talking over me doesn't make me believe you, dog. It's not going
to
change.
I kept asking where to go, and you're like, it's happened. I'm like, tell me where.
Google it. Eggs? Literally.
No. Yeah.
Well, then how am I supposed to Google it? You can't tell me to Google something and not Google it back. These are irrational fears for a reason.
I'm trying to argue with someone with irrational fears.
I know I'm not the only person that has them.
No, you're not. You're not, but you're
out there.
I
got one more for you.
Okay.
You ever mow your lawn?
Of course.
You ever think you're going to run over a bundle of baby bunnies?
No.
I think about it all the time.
Like,
every time I mow the lawn, I go through
that's
and-
That's what you're thinking about.
I swoop the lawn just to make sure I ain't running over no baby bunnies with my lawnmower. I check my eggs before I crack it the whole way to make sure ain't no blood or nothing, no fertilized egg inside of it either. Yes, irrational. I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Everyone's going to give theirs as well. 414-533-1037. What is your irrational fear? DZ thinks something's going to happen to his second baby and his wife's belly if anyone comes near her belly.
Yeah, she
you
gets hurt.
There's
going to
be
hit.
An embryo or a chicken that comes going to come out of an egg.
Mm-hmm. When I make breakfast.
And what was the other one? Oh, yeah, that you're going to get hit with a foul ball or a bat at a baseball game.
Crazy.
These are very irrational fears that clearly are ruining your experience mowing the lawn for 30 minutes. This is what you're thinking about. God.
If I'm the only one, so be it. But I know irrational fears exist. What are yours?
Oh, my God. All right. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls and your texts next. Irrational fears. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about your irrational fears today.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of calls of people that wanted to argue with us, but that's not the topic. The topic is, what are your irrational fears?
The topic is always argue.
What the hell? You go to Julie at Oak Creek this morning. She's got her own theme song. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We're talking about irrational fears. DZ's got a long list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, the only one I really have is that my house is going to start on fire, but that's not based on nothing happening.
But that's, you randomly think your house is going to start on fire?
No, I have a fear that like if the stove's on, if there's paper too close to it, it will start on fire. Like the paper's not going to jump out of the sky and start on fire, okay? 5 feet away from my stove. But in my mind, irrationally,
it could.
I know that's insane, right?
But I believe it. Right.
So, Julie, what's your irrational fear?
Get irrational with us.
So, I have a fear of my own mortality, I guess, or fear of dying. Mm. And I understand it's a part of life. It's the cycle of life. The, you know, part of me understands that, but then there's the irrational part that will literally have a panic attack in the middle of the night that, oh my God, I'm 56, I'm halfway there.
Ooh. You start freaking out about age.
Randomly, and it'll hit randomly too, where you're just like, why am I, is it going to be today, tomorrow, when?
This is so hard for me to listen to as someone who's random. Very involved in mental health, and I hear people saying they wake up in the middle of the night with anxiety about irrational fear. You guys, there are plenty of people to talk to, medicines, things that can help manage anxiety and irrational fears. There are people you can talk to about these things. You don't have to live like this.
I figured it happened to everybody.
Well, it does to those that don't deal with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying.
People, oh, so that part.
People torture themselves. I'm like, no, you don't have to live like this.
Right. Why? But I don't want to make, and I can't speak for Julie, but I don't want to make something out of what I know is nothing. I know it's irrational. Mm-hmm. So why am I going to seek help for something that I know is just internally within me?
Well, it's the same reason when someone's sad, they don't know why they're sad, why you still seek help. Just because I know I'm depressed and I have a mental health issue doesn't mean I shouldn't ask someone for help with it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Right, right.
You don't have to live like that. Like your brain, something's off in your brain with some of these things, or something happened, you just need to talk to somebody about it.
That's right, Julie. We don't got to live thinking we're going to die someday.
Julie, death is a very common fear for a lot of people.
That is true.
I mean, I don't think she's alone in that.
At all. At all.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. My husband thinks I'm crazy because he's like, well, it's a part of life. Everybody dies. I'm like, yes, I understand that.
That's not the point.
It's an irrational fear.
Yeah, exactly. It's a circle of life. I got it.
Julie, we appreciate you calling and sharing.
Thanks, Julie.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Sherry's in Racine this morning. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. And Ellie, I have to add to your comment. I used to be afraid of bridges over water.
Oh.
And I did go in for therapy for that, and now I'm not.
Good for you. Oh, I'm so glad you got on. Somebody, a perfect example of someone who doesn't stop living in fear of stuff that's never going to happen because it's your brain lying to you. You can get help for it. Good for you, Sherry. Good
bridges
for you.
Is a big one, too.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't want to have a panic attack going over this bridge we would have to go over on vacation in front of my grandson. Mm. Like, I didn't want to scare him. So, yeah, I went to EMDR therapy and got rid of that.
Good for
but
you.
I have this other, I don't know if it's really a fear, but it lotion freaks me out.
Okay. A lotion. Yeah. Lotion.
Oh, I thought you
motion?
Said motion.
Lotion.
Lotion with an L.
Oh, huh. Wait, so what scares you about lotion?
It, the whole thing, like right now I have goosebumps just even talking about it. Like the consistency, just, you know, how people like just put it on their hands and just like slather it on.
You mean how we
them.
Use
That's
lotion?
That's me. I love, and I don't mean to freak you out more, but I can't live life without lotion, Sherry.
Sherry just said, do you know how people put lotion on their hands? Like, yes, that's what we do with lotion, Sherry.
No. I'm looking at my hands right now thinking I could use a little bit.
No, I can't.
No.
I
can't. Wow.
Just lotion. No. Just no, I can't. If I have to put it on, like, I will put sunscreen on.
Okay.
Because I know, I mean, like, cancer, fear of lotion, okay.
Sure.
You know, but I have to do it with, like, one or two fingers. I can't just go full hand.
So, wait a second, Sherry. So, okay, so you had the bridge fear. You got the lotion fear, which is very different. And did you ever talk to them about that when you went in?
Like, did you bring that up?
Did you go, did something happen with some of these random, I have so many questions.
Right, what brought on the fear of lotion? It's just a lifelong thing that you've always experienced.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
it doesn't come from nowhere. Somewhere. It comes from somewhere. But I don't know where. That's what I want to know. Yeah, that's interesting.
Right. Well, and not really. I wasn't really going for the lotion thing because for the most part, I can avoid it.
Okay.
You know, I don't have to have lotion in my life other than sunscreen, and I know I can make myself do it if I have to.
Now you got sprays anyway.
Yeah, true. Wow. The bridge, I see. The lotion, that one was a new one, Sherry. We appreciate you calling in, Sharon. Sherry.
It's so weird, and I can laugh about it. Like, I had co-workers who wanted to go to Bath and Body Works and get one of their giant display cardboard lotions and put it in my office one time.
That's mean.
You guys are bullies.
Sounds like we just got to am I the jerk?
If they do that, re-gift it. They're the jerks for sure, man. Thanks for calling, Sherry.
Appreciate you, Sherry.
Bye.
It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.